The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat, Marat Sekenati, Yafa Batsara, Nishmat, Avram Ben Esther, Wachashem Terecham Begar Eden, Amen. Begin today's daf on Daf Yud Bet, Hamud Rishon. And we are going to start at the 4th line, Gufa. So we see what the Fibra quotes from our Mishnah. Guy's running after a Mitziah. An animal, let's say, has a broken leg. So it's running and it goes to a guy's field. So we said in the Mishnah what? That the Hatzer of the guy that it goes through is Koneh for him. Amar Birmi, Amar Biyohanan, Bushirat Sahadehen, Omagiyan. So to be Yirmiyah said, it's only talking about a case where he can actually catch up to the animal himself. It's not running that fast. So if you can catch up to it when it's in the field, so therefore the field will be kone, even if you didn't actually run after it. You have to add the physical ability to catch up to it. So a similar question. What about matana? If we have a da'at acheret, it's being makneh, not a mitzi'ah that's coming from mefker. A matana where somebody else is being makneh into your field, you have to catch up to it. So the Gemara says, by matana, even if you don't catch up to it, doesn't matter, the field will be kone, because again, you have two things working over. You have the da'at acheret, is being makneh the matana, plus the field itself. So even though you're not standing next to the field, or you're not being able to catch up to it, it will still be enough. You took a wallet, and you want to be makneh to your friend. So you threw it, it went through one door, and it flew through the house, and it came out the other window, the other door. So the question is chatzer koneh? How can it chatzer koneh? It didn't land. Well, avir she'en sofo lanuach. Do we say airspace that's not destined to land in the house itself? Kimunach dameh? Or no? Everybody would agree if it would land actually in the house, and somebody grabbed it out of the air, no good. The field is koneh. Because airspace over a land is considered the land. And therefore, since it's destined to land, it's considered in the field itself. Our question is, do you consider airspace across a field that's not going to end up landing in the field itself? It's going to land outside, but it just flew across the airspace. Is that considered a kinyan? Isn't that our Mishnah? So a guy running after a Mitziah. It's talking about a case what? Where he's running after the item and he can catch up to it. And he asks, what about a matana? So you see what? That even though by a case of a matana, where he's being makneh, even though he can't reach up to it, meaning it's going to go run right across the field, it's not going to be in his field, doesn't matter. So you see what? That even though it's not in the field, it's not destined to stop in the field, by a matana, the field is koneh. Similarly, you have da'at acheret, the guy's being makneh and arniki. Right? So even though it's flying through the field, even though it's not going to land in the field, with the da'at acheret and the fact that it went through the field, so we call it just like a matana, where he's giving him the animals, matana, the animal ran through the field, even though he can't catch up to it. What's the deen? Nabi Yirmiyah said, it'll work. So he says, "Amalim mitkalgel kamar, shani mitkalgel dekemunach dame." No, you're talking about the animals rolling through the field. Rolling is different than flying across. What do you mean? Mitkalgel kamar, which means the case of a chifetz that's mitkalgel on the aris, that's considered like it's munach, which means this animal, I guess, that's going through the field, it's walking through the field. It's like mitgalgel. So even though it's running through it, let's say, it's considered still on the ground. So if something on the ground, you consider kimunah dameh. But if something that's flying in the air, that's different. Who says that if it's not going to be sofon anuach, who says if that's going to be good or not? So you can have a ra'ayah from our Mishnah, which is a case of mitgalgel, was rolling, to a case where it is flying. So you have no Ra'aya. Mishnah. Mitziat beno. Okay, his son finds something. Person's son. ובתו הקטנים, or his daughter, as long as they're קטנים, מציאת עבדו ושפחתו הקנענים, he has a עבד קנעני, or שפחה קנענית, they find something, מציאת אשתו, or his wife finds something, הרי אלו שלו. In all these cases, it goes to the father, or it goes to the master, or it goes to the husband. Okay? We understand by the case of Bino Bito Ketanim, that already we have Pesukim over here. Koshvach Ne'orim Le'aviyah. By Ketana, we learned already Masik Ketubot, that even in Ne'ara, all her prophets go to the father. Koshaken E Ketana. By Eved, we understand why. Gufor Kanui, he owns the guy, he owns everything of the guy. By Shefcha as well. And by Isha, because of, we don't want to make Eva. It's going to cause the Shalom Bayit. So therefore, Bishum Eva, we give it to the husband. Mitziat Beno Bito Gedolim. Oh, but if the children are Gedolim, if they're older, Mitziat Avdo V'Shachto Ivrim, or if it's a Jewish slave or maidservant, Mitziat Ishto Shigirsha. If let's say he divorced his wife, Afa Bishalo Natan Ketubah, even though he didn't give a Ketubah yet, Hare Elu Shelahen. They are allowed to keep it. There was something I was going to explain. Amar Shemuel, Mepenema Amru Mitziat Katan Le'aviv. Why did you say that the mitziah v'katan goes to the father, which means must be a holding that min haTorah a katam does not have a kinyan, and therefore the rabbis could have made a takana either way. The rabbi, because min haTorah katan ain't no kinyan, so for some reason the rabbis made a takana now that what, that the mitziah v'katan will go to the father, because if the katan had a kinyan from the Torah, the rabbis would not override a Torah law to take it away from the kid. Ela must be midrabanan, midrabanan, en lo kinyan. And therefore they gave it to the father. Why? Why not let the kid keep it himself? Says, Shemesha'a Shemotza Miritza Etzel Abiv. Because what does the kid do usually when he picks it up? He doesn't even have to come out and pick it up for himself. Right away he runs it to the father. De'enu me'acher biyado. He doesn't hold it in his hand. So that's the coming out of the kid. Which is when he picked it up, you gotta assume he picked it up the tzorech, the father. The memra de Sabashim Wael, Katan, let le zikhiyah le nafshe, midoraita? Must be you tell me that when a Torah the kid does not have a zikhiyah. Because if the kid had a zikhiyah midoraita, if he was able to pick up something from the Torah it was his, the rabbis would not give it to the father. They would say he's picking it up for himself. Ela really, anyway, the kid doesn't have anything picking up with the kinyan. And then the fuck, it's not saying stuff. Anyway, he doesn't pick it up for himself. He's probably picking it up for the father. Therefore, you know what? Give it to the father. Natanya, but we have a braita. Hasocher tapoel. Oh, interesting case. A guy hires a worker to work in his field. Okay? Now, the guy's worker, the worker's kids are aniim. Okay? They're poor. So the law is going to be yilaked beno acharav. So the worker's kids, they can follow their father in the field and take all the leket shcha and peah. Yeah, because he's only a worker. He's only a worker. So therefore, no problem. He's allowed to have his kids stand behind him. They're aniim. They're entitled like everybody else. However, but if he goes partners in the field, he's a sharecropper, 50%, that's one third or one quarter. Now his kids cannot go after and do it. Why? Because the law is an owner is not allowed to take from the leket chan pe'ah of his own field. He has to leave it for, even if he's ani, he has to leave it for somebody else. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, let's catch up with Rashi here. ללקוט אחר אביו את לקט הנושר, אבל אם קיבל הפועל את הסדר למחסה לשליש, רבי עשירו, והרי הוא כבעל הבית, זה כי אוז דפיל, בסדר הזה, ולא ילקט בנו אחריו, לפי שלקט, שלקט בנו לאביו. The rule, the assumption of the Gemara is what? The lekit of the kid goes to the father. Oh, so in the first case, when the father is only a worker, let his kid get the lekit, so let it go to the father. The father is entitled. He's only a worker. But if the father is an owner, so now what's going to happen? The kids cannot take. Because what's going to happen? It's going to end up the father's getting the leket. He doesn't entitle because he's an owner. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Ben Kach Hu Ben Kach, Yileket Beno Ve'ishto Aharav. Rabbi Yosef says, doesn't matter. Even if he's an owner, the kids can go behind the father and take the leket. V'amash Shemuel, and Shemuel said, what? Halakha, can Rabbi Yosef? Oh, and Shemuel clearly said, Halakha follows Rabbi Yosef. Now, I amad b'shlama, if you're going to say, katan it lezichiyah lenafshe, that a katan has a kinyan in the oraita. So ki kamelaket lenafshe kamelaket. So then I could say the kid is collecting, it's his. Ve'abu mine kazache, and the father then is getting it from the son, not from the field. Therefore, it's okay. However, but if you say that a katan has no kinyan midoraita and everything he picks up goes to the father, the father in a case where he's a sharecropper, he's considered an ashir. So then why? So then why you allow his kids to collect after him? Which means, Shmuel, you cannot say that a kid does not have a zichiyah midoraita. For sure he must have a zechiyah midoraita. Kid has a kinyan midoraita. You know why? Because you yourself are posek like Rabbi Yosef. And what did Rabbi Yosef say? Even if the guy owns the field, his kids can collect the leket shechal pe'ah. What's the pshat? Must be that min Torah the kids own it themselves. So therefore, even if they give it to their father after, they're giving it from themselves. That's why it's no problem. But if you're going to say that the kids don't have a zechiyah midoraita, and whatever the kid picks up right away goes to the father, how then is Rabbi Yosef allowing the children to collect after the father, so go straight to the, and then the father's not allowed to take the chump of his own fields. So Gemara says, "Hey, Shmuel ta'amad etana didan ka'amah vele lo svira le." Which means, what do you want from Shmuel? Shmuel was just explaining the Mishnah, but he doesn't know the Baal Mishnah. Which means, when our Mishnah said mitziat beno ubito, the mitziat of the kid goes to the father, Shmuel doesn't agree with that Mishnah. By the way, Shmuel really holds it to be Yosef. That the kid owns it. But I was just explaining the Tanah of the Mishnah. According to our Mishnah, our Tanah must hold that the kid doesn't have a Zichiyah. Therefore, when he picks it up, Mr. Mai is picking it up for the father. But I don't hold like that. I hold like the Mishnah over there by Lekat Chal Pe'ah. The Mishnayot, there's no problem to argue with each other. One Mishnah can argue on another Mishnah. We thought Shmuel was arguing on himself. Because Shmuel was explaining our Mishnah, and then he's supposed to be Yosef. Oh, what are you doing? No, I was just explaining the Mishnah. But really, in halakha, posek like Rabbi Yosef, therefore, really, a kid has a zechiyah midoraita. Therefore, according to Shmuel, by the way, if a kid would find the mitziyah, keep it.
So keep it.
You won't take it away. He doesn't call this Mishnah.
Okay.
You won't take it away from him. Shmuel's explaining our Mishnah, but he's posek like another Mishnah. Just because he explains the Mishnah to me, he holds like it. Does the Rabbi Yosef katan eat the zechiyah midoraita? Does the Rabbi Yosef indeed hold that a katan is zocher min Torah? A katan finds an object.
Yeah.
Which means, we don't want you to take it away from them. To keep peace. Rabbi Yosef omer, gezel gamur. Rabbi Yosef says, hey, you take something away from a katan, that's considered gezel. Amar Rav Chasda, gezel gamur midibrehim. It's gezel midrabbanan. So both rabbis are saying, Tanakaman Rabbi Yosef. Tanakaman says you can't take it away because of Darkei Shalom. And one rabbi says, Rabbi Yosef, it's gezel midrabbanan. What's the difference? It's all drabbanan. So give a dafkamina, lehotzi'a bedayanim. Can you take it away from the guy that grabbed it from the katan with judges? If you say it's only a Darkei Shalom, lechata'ila, don't take it. But if he took it, Bedin really cannot take it out of his head. But if you say it's Gezel Midrabanan, then already the judges will even take it away from the guy and give it back to the Katan. In any event, what do you see from Rabbi Yosef? But that the Kinyan of a Katan is only Midrabanan. If you tell me that a Katan has a Zechiyah de Oraita, if somebody takes it from the Katan, it should be Gezel de Oraita. But you're saying it's only Gezel Midrabanan. So Kazu Yoran says, oh, you know why? Really, I'll tell you that a katan only has a zechiyah. There's no katan, there's not a zechiyah d'oraita. And really, I'll tell you, everybody holds whatever a katan picks up goes to the father. Oh, so then how then did the Yosef, who Shmuel was posek like, he allow when the father's a partner in the field that the kid should go around and collect the chaura? It's a problem because the father's being zoche in this stuff. How can the father be zoche in this stuff? He's an owner of the field. Now, Yehuda says, "El amar baye asauha
כמי שהלכו בנימושות, דעניים גופיו, מסחי דעתיו, סברי ברד איאך מלכתל.
מסכת תענית, as well as מסכת מכות, we learn about נימושות. What is נימושות? נאמר לך זה עובר לנקוטה בתה לקוטה. What is נקוטה בתה לקוטה?
Anim go to a field, they scour the field. Okay? After the Anim scour the field, all the other Anim, they get the report. That field over there was rummaged already, was picked out already. So what do the Anim do? They make yush, they give up, forget, pass.
Next field,
don't even go there. Now once they relinquish their rights, even the owner is allowed to take it back. Because now it's hefker. So whoever goes there now to take it, after the first rummage, or the second round, already the Anim say this field is cleaned out already. Oh, that's called Nimushot. Nimushot are those rummagers that clear the field out. Well, similarly, when you have a worker working in a field, and he's got his kids trailing behind him, the Anim get the report. And they come along and say, oh, that field over there? Pass it. Oh, nothing left. Sure. The guy's got his kids right behind him. As he's cutting, the kids are right on pass. So therefore, what did the Anim do? They relinquish ownership. Now this naked kapah is considered hefker. Now even the owner can be kuneh. That's why the Biyosef said that even if the guy owns it, the shalish or rabia or the mehsa, and his kids are behind him, really, I tell you, in the Torah, a kid does not have a kinyan deoraita. So if you have a kid, whatever the kid picks up, goes to the father. What do you mean? But the father's an owner. How can you say that? Because even if the father would pick it up himself, he would be allowed to. You know why? Because all the Anim give up hope. Because when you have a situation like that, where a worker's being trailed by his wife and kids, they all say, there's nothing here. It's automatic. Yeah. Automatic if care.
I don't really have to be there.
They're giving up. They get the word.
Right.
They get the, oh, that field, pass. It's over. So therefore, it's Hefkir. Comes again what it says. Amaleh Rabadah. Bar Matnah. Labayeh. V'chi mutal le'adam l'harbitz ari. B'toch sadehu. K'deh shiru aniyim v'yibrihu. That's a good trick. Put a lion in your field. So now all the Anim will see, oh, there's a lion in that field. Pass, I give up. Now you take everything to yourself? Which means, that's what you basically did. You put a worker in the field, and he has his kids following him. So basically, you orchestrated a situation to scare away all the Anim, right, so they can take it themselves? What are you doing? So give it out, says, Ela marava, asu she'eno zocheh, ke zocheh. You're right. Really? The son should not be able to pick up this, and the father as well should not be able to be zocheh. Should not be able to. Because bottom line, he's an owner. And an owner could have. But you know what? The rabbis instituted and they made. In the end of zocheh, the father, like a zocheh. You know what? Give it to him. Why? My ta'ama, anim gufayu nihalehu. Because the anim are happy with such a takana. Because when they get hired to be a worker in somebody's field, their children will also collect for them. Which means, really, I'll tell you, really a kid, whatever the kid gets, goes to the father. Oh, so in this case over here, it's a problem. Because whatever the kid's going to get goes to the father's not allowed to take the stuff. He's an owner. You know what? The rabbi said in this case, let the father take it. Because we know no Ani is going to challenge it. Anim are happy. They didn't make Hefker. But you know what? Take it. It's okay. It's our stuff. We'll let you take it. You know why we'll let you take it? Because one day, we'll be the beneficiaries of this Takana. Yeah, exactly. One day they'll hire us. And our kids will be behind us. And we'll get it also. We the kids. So then when such a case, we have to come. Really, a child does not have a kinyan d'oraita. And whatever he picks up, like a mitziah, goes to the father. In the case of that's already a tekarar. Achim made a non-zocheh like a zocheh, because the anim are niha. Let's just get the two dots. Ufdiga Rabbi Chaya bar Abba. This we just said with Katan and Gadol argues on Rabbi Chaya bar Abba. Basically, till now we learned what Katan is a minor, 6 years old. Whatever he gets goes to the father. And what's Gadol? Gadol is 13-year-old. whatever he picks up remains by him. We learned in the Mishnah literal. Katan is Katan Mamash. And Gadol is Gadol Mamash. Yes? Rabbi Chaya argues on this. Rabbi Chaya says, Amar Rabbi Chaya Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Gadol Gadol Mamash, Velo Katan Katan Mamash. When the Mishnah says Katan and Gadol, it doesn't mean literally a minor or an adult. Ela Gadol Vesamuk Al Shulchan Aviv Zeu Katan. Katan Ve'eno Somech Al Shulchan Aviv Zeu Gadol. Katan and Gadol is depending on who's supporting them. You could have a kid that's 15 years old, but his father supports him, he's a Katan. Therefore, whatever he picks up goes to the father. You could have a 6-year-old that supports himself, he's a Gadol. Whatever he picks up, he keeps. Therefore, according to the Bihaya, it's not age, it's support. Whoever's being supported by the father, you gotta give it to the father. He's supporting you, you're gonna keep the mitzvah.
Nice.
So you're being supported, you're a Katan no matter what age you are. You're self-supportive, you're a Gadol no matter what age. That's the difference. Who's supporting? So we have two ways of looking at it. Is it Katan, Katan Mamash? Gadol, Gadol Mamash? And the question is, does he have a Zichia or not? Well, you say no. It's referring to the support system.
The Gemara continues. Metziat Avdo Veshefchato Ha'evrim Harehu Shel Atzman. So we said the Eved of a person, Eved Evri, or Shemcha, Evriya, Amar Evriya, she finds a Aveda. So they can keep it. They keep it themselves. Amai lo yehe ela po'el. They shouldn't be worse than a worker. V'tanya, we learned in the Braita, Mitziat po'el le'atzmo, that a worker can keep his item that he finds for himself. B'amid Evri Mamurim, Zman Sh'amar lo nechesh emi hayom. When he gave him a specific job. Nechesh emi, Zwa, take the weeds out for me. Ador emi hayom, or dig for me. So Moses gave him a specific job, so then he keep the Aveda, because I'm not to hire it for every item. So therefore he could stop digging for a minute, go find the Mitziah, take it for himself, and then he pays back the Balabayit for the time off. But if he tells him, general, do all work for me, you're mine today. Mitziato le Balabayit. So then the Mitziah goes to the Balabayit, and seemingly an Eved, all this time belongs to the Balabayit. Shifcha, all the time belongs to the Balabayit. So why does the Mishnah say that they get to keep their own Mitziah? Amar Rabbi Chaya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachabe Eved, Nokev Margaliot Askinan. We're talking about an Eved that's doing a specific job. What is he doing? He's being Nokev Margaliot. He's digging for pearls, which is very, very expensive. And therefore, she'en rabo rotze leshanoto lemelacha acheret. The Adon does not even know the Eved, all the melacha, let's say, belongs to the Adon. However, this guy's doing a specific job. He doesn't want him to change, because he'll make more money if he finds a pearl than if he gives him the mitziah. So he don't want the mitziah. The Balabayit is foregoing the mitziah, because he'd rather him do the pearls that he's involved in. So therefore, in that case over there, Nechanameh, he will say that the mitziah will belong to the Eved. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi, lo yeh ela po'el, lo yeh avdo, ela sakhir ba'alma. Tanina, the mitziah to the Balabayit, he doesn't specify what he hired him for. So the first answer of the Gemara is no, that he actually hired him for being Nokev Margaliot. And therefore what? If he's being Nokev Margaliot, the master does not want the Eved to mevatel from the Melacha to go and take the Mitziah. However, if the Eved does go and mevatel, so of course he can keep it, but he has to pay the master back for the time off that he was involved in searching for the, or taking time off looking for the item. So that's the first Gemara's answer. Be'eved, nokev, margaliot, askinat, she'en, here's the key. Okay, read one more line. She'en rabo rotze, leshanoto lemelacha achere. That the Adon does not want to switch him to another melacha. Rashi, hilkach, lo nichale, she'yagbi, lo mitziah. He don't want him to pick up mitziah. You're right. A regular Eved picks up a Mitziah, beautiful. The Adon gets it. In this case, he don't want his Eved picking up a Mitziah. Why? The Mitziah me'ula bedameha mesachar bitul melachto. That's right, which means the Mitziah is going not going to be as much as the bitul melacha. Lo shkicha. Right, it's not so prevalent that the Mitziah is going to be worth more money than what he's doing. Hilkach I itrame ve'eshkach. Therefore, if he finds something, shelo, v'yishalem l'rabo schar betulo. He's got to compensate the Adon with the schar of the betul. Rav amar, bebagmiya mitziah im melachto askinan. The case you're talking about where he didn't have to do any betul melacha. Where as he's doing the work, he found the mitziah. So therefore, he doesn't have to compensate the Adon in this case over here. He's able to keep it for himself. And she says, shelo betil klum. He didn't make any bitul malacha. Hilkach la'atzmo. When do we say that a worker has to give the item to the employer? That's when he took off time from work. So you got to give the mitziah to the Adon. Mashiach over here, as he was working, he found it. And he kept it to himself. Papa mitziot. He hired him to go find mitziot. What do you mean he hired him to go find mitziot? That's what it says, that a worker gives the mitziot to the... He's not answering Eved. He's answering the worker. When a worker, we said in the Braita, has to give the mitziot to the employer, that's what a specific case of Papa learns. That's talking about where he hired him to go find mitziot. How do you hire a guy to go find mitziot? Which means where the fish gathered by the pond. What happened? As she says, there was an overflow in the stream, in the river. So what happened? All the fish floated to that area. And when the water dried up, so he told them, go find me mitziot. Go find me those fish over there. So he went searching for the fish. So in that case, whatever, that goes to the Balabite. But a regular case of a worker, according to the papa, unless he specifically hired him to go find mitziot, and the worker keeps his own mitziah. Hay shifcha hechidame. Okay. He told me that a shifcha, meaning a ma'ivriya, she works. Who gets the mitziah? She gets to keep it herself. You want to know the case. Hay shifcha hechidame. If she already reached puberty where she has two hairs, what is she doing there? Once she gets two hairs, she goes out free. So she's not a shifcha. And if she didn't bring two sarot, if the father is still around, the father gets it. Which means we have a rule that says the mitziah of the ketana belongs to the father. And again, if our father's not around, then she goes out free. Because when the father dies, the goes out free. But over there made a kavahomer to say that when the father dies, the girl goes out free from the adon. What's the case that you're telling me? She has sa'arot, she's not a shifcha. She doesn't have sa'arot, what's the case? She has a father, it goes to the father. She doesn't have a father, she goes out free. So then give me the case that you told me that you have a shifcha that's working for an adon that gets to keep her mitziah. So the Gemara says, what are you talking? Ve'lav itotav l'shlakish. Wasn't l'shlakish refuted? So therefore, if l'shlakish was refuted, that means we could say the case is talking about where the father died, and she still remains a shifcha, and therefore she gets to keep her, she didn't bring two sa'arot, the father died, so she gets it. So the Gemara says, Nema mehay name teheti yufta. Oh, so maybe not only can we break the shtakish from another, we broke the shtakish from another question, or we can break the shtakish from here. And the fact that you see there's a case that the shifcha gets to keep it for herself, the only case can be talking about is where the father died,
So you see what? That the Shifchat does not go out with the father's death. So we can break the Shakish of our case.
The Gemara says, no, le'olam de'itel le'av.
Really, I'll tell you the case is about the father's alive. Oh, how could it be?
Umay harihin shilahin.
What did it mean when it said in the Mishnah, harihin shilahin? We said shilahin means the Shifchat.
No, le'apuke de'rabah. It's coming to exclude Rabba, which means
Rabba, not Rabba the rabbi, Rabba, her master, which means Aren Shelahin, doesn't mean she gets it, it means the master doesn't get it. Ela goes to the
father.
That's what the Mishnah was saying. Shifha that doesn't have two sa'arot, and the father's still alive. Aren Shelahin. Mapiru Shelahin, Shelahav. Oh, we thought Shilahin means hers. No, it's not us. Shilahin. So why don't you say Shilahin? I mean, apukeh the master. It's not the master. It's theirs. Not the master. Which one of the theirs? The father. So then we have no question on Lishtakish from our Mishnah, because I can say the case of the father's alive. We have no idea what happens to the status of the Shifcha when the father dies.
Comes the Gemara and continues. Girsha.
Mitziat Ishto. Okay, what do we say? Lady finds a lost object. What do you got to do? She's got to give it to the husband. She gets divorced. She gets to keep it. It's obvious, no? She gets divorced. She has no ties to the husband.
So the Gemara says, Girsha Pshita.
Of course, what's the question?
Hachem askinan v'megureshet v'ena megureshet.
Oh, mezeh megureshet, mezeh megureshet. She's sefek megureshet. The guy threw a get to her. It's sefek close to her, sefek close to him. And we learned that case in Girushin. According to the halakha, you throw a get to a lady, for it to be good, it's got to be close to her. You have a sefik. You don't know, is it close to him, close to her? Therefore, she's considered sefik.
Migureshet. Da'amar bizira mashmul kol makom shor hachamim. Migureshet v'ne migureshet. Ba'ala chayav me'mizonotea.
Still, it's sefik. So therefore, the lady still gets mizonot support from the husband.
Ta'amam ayamu rabbanam nisiyat isha leba'ala.
Now, what's the whole reason why the rabbis instituted that when a lady finds a mitziah, she's got to give it to the husband? So there won't be machloket. Correct? We don't want now the husband to say, hey, what's going on? I'm supporting you, I'm doing all these things for you, you're going to keep the mitziah?
However, haka it le'eva ve'eva.
Over here, there's eva anyway. Why? He wants a divorce. So he happened to throw the get, he didn't throw it correctly. It landed between them, there's a sefik. But there's eva anyway over here. They still have a stripe. They want to get divorced. So in such a case, the hadush is, even though she's sefik megureshet, she gets to keep the mitziah. Because the whole reason why you're giving the mitziah is not to create machloket. There's machloket here anyway. They're trying to get divorced. What do you think? I'm going to give it to the husband. Why, now it's going to be shalom bayit? It's still not going to be shalom bayit. It's still going to be eva ve'eva. So therefore, in that case over there, sefik megureshet, the mitziah belongs to her.
That's it. It's a very, 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 very,